It's about 18,000 people, and you know, it was named the All-American City. So as far as growing up, you know, you had the town square and the parades on 4th of July and things like that.
Musical household?
Yeah. My mother played the piano, sang in the choir. My sister played piano, took piano lessons, and my dad played harmonica. My brother played trombone. My other brother played cornet.
How did you arrive at film composing?
You know, it's funny. I ended up performing at Kings Island sort of on a whim. I was working at this company in Pickwell, Ohio, trying to make money before I went to school. This was in 1980. And my drama teacher from high school called me and said, hey, I'm taking a bunch of kids down to University of Dayton tonight to audition for Kings Island. Do you want to go? I ended up on stage, and in these days, the Kings Island thing was a huge deal. There were just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there to audition.
Where'd you wind up being?
I was a singer-dancer in the country show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I ended up doing that for another 5 years while I was going to school.
I've listed off some pretty widely known brands, Disney, Paramount, et cetera. Among those, what's your short list of favorite projects?
Actually, one of my favorite projects would have been in 1998 when Disney opened up Animal Kingdom in Orlando. And I was working for Paramount at the time, Paramount Parks. They had heard some of my stuff, and they wanted somebody that wasn't in the Disney vein as far as composition and that whole – there's a Disney formula. I mean, I learned that quickly doing more and more work for them. But they wanted somebody sort of outside the box, and they had heard some of my stuff. So they gave me a call and said, we're doing a Main Street parade, but we want to do it a little bit differently than the typical Disney mainstream Main Street parade. And we wanted to know if you were interested. And I said, yeah, of course. So, you know, they flew me down and we interviewed as far as what the approach would be. And so I ended up writing the Main Street Parade for the Disney Animal Kingdom, the opening of that park. And it ran for, I think, 3 years. But the greatest thing about that, it was so different from what they were used to. I mean, for example, my approach to it is I wanted to take actual animal sounds, sample them, and incorporate them into the score and use, you know, elephants and monkeys and you know, rhinos and things like that as actual instruments. And that's what we did for that score. The other great thing about that was when we recorded, we went out to Los Angeles and I got to record in Capitol Studios and Martin Sound. And the great thing about Capitol Studios, I mean, you're thinking about, you know, Dean Martin and Judy Garland and Nat King Cole and all those guys. And I remember the morning that I went to the studios, I got up a little bit early. I flew in the night before. I got up and I drove over to the studios. And I was probably maybe 35 minutes, 40 minutes early. And I walked in, and she said, you're in Studio B today. So I walked down the hall, and there's all these black and white photos of Nat King Cole and Dean Martin and, you know, and all the greats. And I remember walking in into the studio, and it was still a little bit dark. And I sat down, and, I mean, not to be melodramatic, but you could almost hear the echoes of these people.
Well, that's a great story, and hopefully the essence of that whole creative community that we're talking about coming here and settling down and having a good time and living in this city, but also getting it done, getting it worked on.
Yeah, you've got to be smart about it. You've got to treat it as a business, especially if you're an artist. You know, you do have to be left brain, right brain to succeed and to make a go of it.